Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 304 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the psionic abilities section, and we're wrapping up physical psionic abilities today. I have just two minor quibbles today with these psionic powers, because we're in the T's, which means we're in the tele section of the physical psionic powers, like telekinesis, telekinetic punch, telekinetic leap, and finally teleport object. These are all powers that do things over space, which means they're nice and comic booky, and they're more in like the sweet spot for Palladium rules. They're about doing things to other things. These are the easiest kind of rules to write. It's what Palladium handles relatively well. It was hard to pick a dumbest thing on this page, in fact. Not that the rules are good, they're at their usual level, but not too much stood out to me. And I think partly because these rules are a little bit confusing in some ways. I had two strong contenders, and ultimately I'm going to have to fall on the side of the one that, ironically, is the hardest to judge, because I don't know what this game is talking about. But first, let's start with the runner-up. Teleport object is an interesting psionic power that allows you to teleport away an object that you have at hand to another location. You can teleport the object anywhere within 50 feet per level of experience. It's a one-way teleport, and your success rate with teleporting the object does not change as you level up. It's flat, and it depends on the familiarity of the destination. So teleporting something to anywhere on your person is automatic. No difficulty with that at all. Any further away, and there's a chance of failure. So for example, if you've got your car keys, and you want somebody else to take your car and go do some kind of chore, because you're a hotshot psychic and you don't have time for that. You've got a fraudulent seance with a marshmallow grandpa to work, right? You can't be going to pick up the milk. So you want to teleport your car keys over into somebody's hands to show off, because that's the kind of person you are. Teleporting your keys into someone's open hands, you have an 88% chance of success, because it's an open space, you can see it, not too difficult. Although I want to point out, your chances of failure are still over 1 in 10. From there, it's all downhill. Directly teleporting your keys into somebody else's pocket, 80%. Teleporting your keys, say, into their car that you've only ridden in a couple of times, 60%. All the way down to a 45% chance to teleport your keys to a completely unknown place, like it says here, quote, down the hall, comma, into the adjoining room. So like places you don't really know, but you know they're around. Like there's going to be a next room. I know this house has a patio, so let me teleport my keys back there so my assistant doesn't need to interrupt me during the seance, that kind of thing. That's a 45% chance. Most of the time that won't work. What's dumb about this is a combination of things. Number one, your percentage chance to succeed never improves, which means unless you're teleporting things purely from place to place on your body, at some point you're going to fuck it up. You're maxing out at an 88% chance of success in the best of circumstances. And teleporting things onto someone else's person, like into their pocket or their purse, which I would think would be a very common application of this ability. I mean, you could always just hand them the car keys. Typically, when you're spending inner strength points to give something to someone, it's going to be because you need to do it, say, secretly or when you can't get to them. So oftentimes, in important situations, it's going to top out at 80%. Secondly, here's what happens if you fail. Quote, a failed success roll means the teleporter has no idea where the object is, and it could be within a radius anywhere within the character's range. What's funny about this is that, first of all, your radius of effect increases by 50 feet every level. So by the end of the campaign, you have a 450-foot radius. And of course, this means that your area of effect is expanding at a very rapid rate. Within 450 feet is a lot more ground to cover than within 50 feet. Also, get this, on the topic of teleporting things into people's pockets, quote, if in a thick crowd, there is a minus 20% penalty, and a failed roll means it could have been teleported into anybody's pocket. So not only like on a failed roll, it's not like the keys just appear in the air and drop to the ground. They could appear in somebody's pocket. It could be that specific. Unlike the teleport superpower, which on a failure very often lands you inside a physical object, teleported objects don't end up in physical objects, but they do end up in small spaces, under someone's hat, in someone's underwear, in the wheel well of a car, inside somebody's empty thermos, anywhere within your range, which is increasing every level. So the higher level you are, the worse it is when you fuck up. If you're ninth level, forget those keys. Just have a spare, and if you teleport them away, they're gone. I also feel the need to point out, from like a designer's perspective, that this power does not have the usual language for a role-playing game about being able to teleport unattended objects, which means your ability to teleport away people's equipment and clothing without a save is unfettered. So make of that what you will. This is a power where you could get up to a lot of mischief, but when you fuck it up, you're going to fuck it up good, and you're going to fuck it up more depending on how high level you are. But in any case, none of that really won the day for me, because I get what teleporting an object is. I can question the implementation. I can question, you know, do I really want to give a player the ability to teleport away the pants of a supervillain? Do I really want it to be that if you try to teleport the secret microfilm into your ally's pocket and you fail the percentile roll, that it teleports to a random location, potentially a closed or inaccessible one, anywhere within 450 feet? I can question the implementation, but I get what's going on. Not so with the winner, the dumbest thing on this page, telekinetic punch. This is one of those powers where I kind of got to read you the whole thing, and you're going to follow along, and we'll see if you come up with the same questions and the same answers that I do. Quote, telekinetic punch, range, by touch or 1 foot per level of experience. Duration, instant. ISP 6. Saving throw, none. This telekinetic power enables the psychic to deliver a powerful force through telekinetic energy that feels like a punch or kick. A telekinetic punch will inflict 4d6 plus PS bonus, and a kick will do 5d6 plus PS bonus. The ISP is spent whether or not the punch or kick actually hits the target. Roll to strike as normal. The power is used in conjunction with a normal physical attack, so the telekinetic attack can be parried or dodged by the enemy. Every time the power is used, the psychic must make a save of 14 or higher, or he will take 1d6 points of damage himself as a result of wrenched muscles or a dislocated joint from the extra strain on his body. So okay, thing number one, you have to make a save without bonuses. Two-thirds of the time, you're going to dislocate your goddamn shoulder trying to do a telekinetic punch. So already we're off to a great start here, vying for dumbest thing on the page. But on a deeper level, what the fuck is going on here? So, okay, you've got like limited telekinetic powers that apply only to punching. All right, it's comic books. Fine. What you're doing, keep in mind, it's not like you're just doing a Jedi thing where you're like extending your hand in a sort of like directing the force, like go punch there motion, and then a punch is happening far away from you. You are yourself punching or kicking, and you're doing it hard. You have to, because your physical strength bonus applies to the telekinetic punch. Now, you can telekinetically punch somebody who's right next to you and who actually feels your fist, plus telekinetic bonus damage, or you can make a wild swing over in one corner of the room, and then the person in the other corner of the room feels that punch, just as you swung it, plus telekinetic bonus damage. So I guess what's meant to be happening here is that you are, like, directing the force of the punch through space, I guess without crossing the space in between, because otherwise whoever was between you two might get punched. I guess you're kind of teleporting the force of the punch over to the other person. So you punch over here, they get punched over there. It's a long distance punch. FaceTime for fists, right? So here's my question. How did your shoulder get dislocated? What are you doing? Because what it sounds like you're implying here is that you're telekinetically moving your arm to make it punch harder. But I don't know why you would do that, because they're way over there. I'm also really confused about how they can parry this attack, since they can't see anything. Like, the angle doesn't have to be the same, does it? I mean, presumably you can do this while you're facing away from the person, if you can do it from across the room. So what are they blocking? And where on their body? Like, if you can punch somebody from 20 feet away with your back turned, surely you can make that hit them in the balls, or at least in the lower body, instead of in the face? So how do they know how to even cover up? How do they know what the timing is? What do they do? How do they dodge? Where do they go? Can you punch them from behind? Sure seems like you should be able to. In any case, as usual with these physical psionic powers, there's a lot of potential for comical fuck-up potential. The worst case scenario is you're like up hiding on the catwalk or the rafters or whatever, looking down on the bad guy. They think they've escaped you, and then you call down to them like, haha, motherfucker, you didn't know about my telekinetic punch. And then you punch. You, for some reason, telekinetically propel your fist way fast, too hard, pop your shoulder out of joint, and then I guess psychically teleport the force down to your opponent, who somehow, with full bonuses, swats this invisible force out of the air with his automatic parry, and you're standing there with a dislocated shoulder on the catwalk, and he's just laughing and laughing. And of course, to bystanders, they have no idea this whole psychic thing even happened. So all they saw is you punch nothing, and then scream like a baby and cradle your arm. They're going to be confused. I'm confused. I don't know what's supposed to be happening with the telekinetic punch. And certainly, if nothing else, writing the rules such that you dislocate a joint or wrench a muscle 3 out of 4 times that you use it seems excessive. So this power is the dumbest thing on this page. We're leaving behind concrete, physical psionic powers for a while now, and we're going to move on to sensitive powers, true powers of the mind. So join me next time as we discuss the airiest and fairiest of psychic powers, astral projection, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, 2 words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.